This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
We could call 2 Corinthians chapter 9 a first century fundraising letter. We've all received letters from some guy begging for bucks, but Paul takes a different approach. Rather than force the Corinthians to give, he frees them to give. He would rather they not give at all than to feel pressured into giving. We should never give to God because we have to, only because we want to. Listen to some preachers and you get the impression God is on the verge of bankruptcy. If we don't give, God will go under. But God doesn't need our money. If you don't get a joy from giving to God, keep your offering in your pocket. Don't put it in the plate. If you give with a grudge, the Lord would rather you not give at all. God loves a cheerful giver. The reason God loves a cheerful giver is because He is one. God loves to give to those who give to Him. Paul doesn't tell the Corinthians how much they should give, but he does tell them that God will give to them in proportion to what they will give to God. The man who gives a little gets a little, but the man who gives a lot gets a lot. Our blessings are like seeds sown in God's garden. The more seeds we sow, the more blessings we reap. Paul closes by reminding us of the greatest gift, the gift to which all our gifts pale in comparison, God's indescribable gift, Jesus Christ.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at calvarychapelstonemountain.com.